Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Leanna. I will need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was fired from my job recently and wondering what steps I need to take to get unemployment.
Okay, you wanted to know the steps it would take to get unemployment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what you would have to do, you would have to file a claim if you haven't already filed one online. You would file a claim, and then it will take, once we put the claim through, it will take 2 to 3 weeks for the claim to process. And then they'll send you a letter in between then to let you know, like, if you are going to be able to receive it or not.
Gotcha. So, and you can't file the claim over the phone?
Yes, I can file the claim with you, but I was just telling you the steps.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay,
I will.
so do you want to file the claim with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I have your social?
424-37 8523.
Okay, can you verify your first and last name?
William Phillip.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Mary Teresa Phillips.
Date of birth?
10/21/91.
Okay, and your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Well,
Okay. And do you have a state of Alabama issued driver's license?
yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you verify your driver's license number?
It is 7-9-3. 7-9-3-7-2-1-0.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account or the Advantage Prepaid Benefits Card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I would prefer the direct deposit.
Okay, and is this a checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay, and who do you bank with?
PNC Bank.
Who?
PNC.
Okay, and do you have the routing number?
Yes, ma'am. 1 second. It's got a security thing that makes me very quick.
Okay.
All right, the routing number?
Mm-hmm.
071-921-891.
Okay, and the bank account number?
467-746-7735.
Okay. Can you verify your current address?
9879 Brown Road, Keller Brown, Bay Minette, Alabama.
Okay. And is the address that you just verified above, is it the same or different from the mailing address?
It's the same.
Has your address changed since the last time that you filed?
I haven't filed. Not
okay.
Since I was a teenager.
Okay. Can you verify your phone number?
It's 251-513-0421.
Okay.
I lost a good job, a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, dude, that guy killed me. One of the jobs you always wanted to have.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Scrumburg, Naperville, Atwood, Springfield, or none of the above?
Atwood.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1024 Timberline Trail, 2062 Bainbury Drive, 3653 Pine Court, 404 Live Oak Circle, or I have never been associated with any of these?
None of those.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 525 Lilac Court, 601 Johnson Street, 7707 South Dobson Avenue, 8445 South Marquette Avenue, or I have never been associated.
601 Johnson Street.
Okay, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, that is.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes. I only remember the last time I filed.
Okay. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
Okay. And when was the last day that you worked?
Last Wednesday. I got paid up to last Wednesday.
Okay, so Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
That is not.
Right, that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months.
Yes, ma'am. My job was non-military.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer? Corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
Nothing.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
What was that one?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, and who are you filing this claim for? BB Danny, International Paper Company, Capital Tractor, CSA Equipment, or Tony's Towing?
Capital Tractor.
Okay, and can I have your current phone number, please?
251-513-0421.
Okay, and do you have the work location phone number for this company? Do you have the work phone number?
They have multiple phone numbers, and I was the boss at this location, so I don't know.
Okay, you would just need to give me one number.
All right, let me see here. I'm going to give you the store number. It'll just take you to the front desk there. 251-653-1900.
Okay, and when did you first become employed with this company?
In January? February, like February 11th, I believe was my first paid day.
Okay, and what year was it?
This year, 2022.
Okay, and when was the last day you worked for this company?
Last Wednesday. They paid me the last Wednesday. I didn't work. Monday was the last day I was there.
So July 20th.
Yes.
Okay, and what city and state was this work performed in?
Theodore, Alabama.
Where?
Theodore, Theodore.
Okay, thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Yes, ma'am. I think I had 20 hours of PTO they got to pay me for.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have a 4-digit temporary PIN that you would need to write down.
All right.
Okay. 2391.
Got it.
Okay, give me a moment. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. And unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. And your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, and we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am. I sure appreciate you.
Okay, you're welcome. And I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You have a wonderful day.